The resurrection stories, and actually the story of Jesus himself, I think raise important questions about our human potential. It says something about our humanity, which I don't think the church that we've thought about in the past, but it speaks to us, I think, in very powerful ways. In one way, is the possibility and the potential is the possibility of transcending physical death. The second is that there is such a thing as a higher state of consciousness, as it was in Jesus, that can be in us humans as well, and that is what he called heaven. And we know heaven is not a place. I mean, our recent John Paul II even said it's not a place, it's a state of being. It's a state of consciousness. Heaven consciousness. You can live it on earth if you have it. And then the third possibility is, how do we live our lives as Jesus lived his life fully, in truth, and in love, even during dying and death? Even in death, he loved. Forgive them, Father, they know what they do. Jesus demonstrated those three capabilities for us. And he said that that's the path that his followers were to take. And he said that you will even do greater works than I. Well, we have those capacities and those potentials, but we don't manifest them, it seems. You know, when we look at the scriptures, you can look at them in different ways. And you can interpret the scriptures in different levels. And sad to say, many today, our fundamentalist brothers and sisters, and Catholics as well, take them on the literal level as historical, accurately true. And they take them on that level. But we know that there are other levels to it. And then there are some Christians today, sadly, liberals, very liberal, who kind of toss these things away as if, you know, they write them off, these stories. It's just being little stories, you know, but no substance or truth behind them. I think we can look at it in a different way that I try to do, and that is with the inner eye. That's the inner Christianity I'm very much into. Yes, pretty much esoteric Christianity, I guess you could say, but with the inner eye, with intuition, we can look at these stories and read them at a deeper, deeper, deeper level than just the literal level. Because all the Bible stories, I haven't watched the series, The Bible, I haven't watched it, I've recorded it, but I haven't watched it yet. And a little that I did watch it, I'm not quite sure what I think about it, but, and I make no judgment on it, but, you know, the stories, the Bible stories can be read on several levels as well. And just like the Christ story, and in which the literal level is the only one level, and it is the lowest of levels. But it's okay if that's where you're at, if it gives you meaning. The story of Christ Jesus is our story. It represents the path that we're all called to take in this life. So, Easter is an event that took place in the disciples. Resurrection is not a word for an experience that can be integrated into the categories of time and space. The message of Easter is attested to us by men and women who experienced Jesus as a survivor. They experienced him as the deathless one. So the stories, the empty tomb, the angel, the journey of Emmaus to Emmaus, the expressions, these are for inner experiences. The Greek word opthē, I think that's how you say it, it means reveal. And the first account that we have of the resurrection is in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. And he uses that word to describe what had happened. It suggests that Jesus wasn't simply seen by his disciples, but rather he was revealed, or he was announced to them. And so I tell you, you can also have this experience. It's not about a physical body and having a vision of a physical body of Jesus, but that he can be revealed to you. He can be announced to you. So we're not talking about magical, parapsychic, miraculous experiences. What we're talking about is inner certainty. Inner certainty. And I think we all have that in us. That there is something more. That we believe this, and that there's this inner certainty. Resurrection in the disciples' experience, that this life isn't everything. That just as Jesus entered a new existence, we too will enter a new existence. Life can't die. It will go on. And so the statement is clear. Our life does not end with death. We enter a new existence. And that existence, we hope, is more comprehensive experience of God than our experience and our existence here and now can afford us. And that's what we celebrate. I'm in a hurry to get to the airport, so I want to talk about our Christ. Very briefly, though. We have this pamphlet now, the Sonoran Christ. I just want people to know. And you can read it, the theology about what this figure is here. The artists call it the Sonoran Christ. I call it the Cosmic Christ. It's a multi-leveled theological symbol. You see, it's just not Jesus. People say, "Oh, it's not Jesus." No, it's not meant to be Jesus. It's meant to be not only the risen Jesus, who is represented in the symbol, but it is meant to be the cosmic Christ. And so most people don't understand Christ. But we know that Jesus was a historical person. He lived for 33 years. The Christ is eternal, beyond time, beyond space, not limited by time and space and physicality. The Christ is much greater than that. And so we all join in our part of the Christ. Not just Jesus alone. Jesus leads us to the Christ. And so he reveals the Christ to us. But Christ transcends time and space. Authentic Christianity, it flies on two wings. And the historical Jesus is the one wing, and the cosmic Christ is the other wing. And that cosmic Christ you'll find in Paul. He's all about the Christ. And so it's most Christians, I would say, fly on one wing, and that is the historical Jesus. And they can't get beyond the historical Jesus and get to the Christ. But Jesus morphed into the Christ after he died and was risen. And so here is a representation of that. And again, I can't go into it totally, but at the center is a cross. You'll see it if you come up. Rays revealing a heart that radiates life and love in all directions. That's what my image was when I asked the artist to do it. This is an image of what I had in mind. So that God's love is radiated everywhere, and including and surrounding all of creation. And so all that can be known of God, we Christians believe, is revealed in the crucifixion, in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so, in a way, we don't have a cross at our center. We have the risen Christ. The cross is in the chapel. The crucifixion is not the end of our faith. It's not our faith in the crucifixion. Our faith is in the resurrection. And that is the revelation of God. Even though the cross reveals God's love, it is the resurrection that is the heart of our faith, or else we wouldn't be here. And so this is more than just the risen Jesus, but we're all part of it. And so if you would like to know more about this risen Christ, I don't know if we have these available, but they will be available. And we're going to try to upgrade these pamphlets. And you'll also understand the artist's point of view, the material that's used and what they have to say as well when they were creating this. Because David and his wife, Julia, had an experience of the Christ, I think, when they were doing this piece of work. So as Jesus raised by God is suggested in this figure, we see also the wounds that have been healed and transformed. You see also that there's, on the left hand, there's the dove. And that is a symbol, a sign of the Holy Spirit. And the left hand is given so that we can follow in the way of this self-giving love that Jesus had for us. And so, my brothers and sisters, the point is, we all share in this resurrection. We celebrate this mysterious banquet, the Eucharist. We celebrate it every day and every week, and not just Easter. We celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus, as well as our own. And we celebrate what we are, in the most profoundest sense. You are the Christ. We must realize who we are. We are the risen ones living in the world, even though it has not yet become apparent. But it will someday. And that's why we can say, Alleluia, Alleluia. Happy Easter.